ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Dav Tes. We'll begin at the bottom of Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Yochanan Shlomim Sheshochton Behechol Ksherin Shnemar Veshochtoi Pesach Oyo Moyer V'lo Yei Tofel Chomer Min Eker. That Gemara asks a kasha from now which Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says Minayim Shem Mekifo Evdi Kechov Mesa Azoro He brings the drasha from a pasuk to tell us this din. B'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu, as Rashi explains, we already have a pasuk which has B'chatzar Oyel Moed. B'kodesh HaKadoshim must be talking about even inside the Heichol. The pasuk is telling us that Kotchei Kotchim and Shurim Menachos could be Nechal even inside the Heichol. The Moras Kasha is, why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira need a pasuk to tell us this? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that we say Shlo Yei Tofel Chomer Min Iker, we should say the same thing as far as eating Kotchim. In the Heichal also we should know Layotafel Chomer Min Iker, that the Kohanim could eat the Kotchim there as well. On this, the Gemara answers, there's a chilek between Avoida and Achila. Avoida, the Adam Oivid B'Mokim Rabbi Yarmina and Shlayotafel Chomer Min Iker. Achila, She'ein Adam Oivid B'Mokim Rabbi, for that you need a drasha. And Rashi over here explains, the Avshe B'Hudu B'Mister was Mechadish to us, that if the Kohanim cannot be in the Azar, they could take the Kotchim inside the Heichal and eat it there. Rashi says the chiddush of Rehudim ben Beseir is Le'yamina de lifsulu kachem b'hachitziyot yotzu me'azor le'heichal. The chiddush is that we don't say the kachem becomes possible with the psal of yotze, just like there's a psal of yotze if one takes it out of the makam achilo. If he brings it inside the heichal, one would have thought also that it's nifsul b'yotze. That he's learning from a pasuk to say that does not become possible b'yotze. Maskana segemar after the gemara asked on this din, the chayyish should say lohiyotofo chomim min ikr. And the Gemara answers, Achila, Ein Adam Oichol B'Mokim Rabbi. So Rashi explains the Dibur Maschel Halom Likra. He says, Umashani, the Gemara's teretz is, Haid Ischach B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, that which need is Drosh of Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lav Lashm Ein Adlai Mifsli Kodshim B'Knisas Heichol, El El Mishra Achila B'Heichol, Le Nafka Me'ahud Le Yitafel Chomer Min Eker. Rashi explains, after the teretz of the Gemara, now we have a new understanding, what was the Chiddush of Rehud Ben Beseira? His Chiddush was not that you would have thought that it becomes possible when you bring the kachem to the heichal, that should become possible b'yotze. Because for that in echanami, we'll say lo yei tofel chomer min ikar. If the kachem and the shurim menachos they belong in the azara, that's their makim, then surely they also belong inside the heichal. We're not going to say that that's considered taking them out of the makim. For that, we'll say lo yei tofel chomer min ikar, and surely this is a makim also where the kachem belong. As the chiddush is specifically as far as achila, you would have thought that inside the heichal is not a makam achila, ain't a demoichal b'makim rabbi, and for that you would not have been able to say lo yayotafo chomer min ikar. That was the chiddush of Rehudim HaBesir, that's what he was dashing from the pasuk, that the kohanim could even eat the kachim inside the heichal. As the kasha, however, which the Kerner asks on Rashi, now which Rashi is mavur, that originally we understood the memra of Rehudim HaBesir differently, originally we thought he's coming to say that it doesn't become possible with a psal yaitze. He asks that this is a mefer shigumor in zvachim daf pei beiz amir beiz. The Gemara has a different drasha to tell us this din, that basar which is brought inside the heichal does not become possible b'yotze. The Gemara in Zvachim also has such a havamina that basar which is brought inside the heichal should become possible with a psal yotze. The Gemara makes a drasha from the pasuk which says, as far as bringing dam inside the heichal, v'chol chatas asher yuva midome elo yomoy lechaper b'kodesh lo yisei ocho b'ish tisarif. The Gemara dashens from the word midome v'loy b'sara, only bringing the dam inside the heichal passels it. Mashenki bringing the basar inside the heichal is not a psul. If so, the Kerner asks, what does Rashi mean to say in Ersig, and why do you need the separate drasha? In the Havmina we understood that the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is that bringing the basar inside the heichal does not become possible with a psul yoitza. The Gemara in Zvachim brings a different drasha to tell us this din, midama v'loy b'sara. So to answer Rashi, l'cher possible teretz would be that we know the din is as far as bringing dam inside the heichal. The shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Zvachim pei beza mer alef is that even if there's other dam in a different case, once you bring some of the dam inside the heichal, the other dam is not ready for zrika either. There's discussion in the Achronim, what is the pshat in this din? Is the pshat that the psal spreads to the rest of the dam? Once some of the dam is brought inside the heichal, all of the dam becomes possible for zrika. Rather, Achronim knowing the pshat is that the whole carbon becomes possible. But Akapanim, either way, that's the din by dam. When you bring some of it inside the heichal, the rest of the dam is not ready for zrika either, and the carbon will become possible. And this could be the pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim over there on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara makes this drasha, Dama V'loy B'Sara, perhaps the Gemara is coming to exclude, don't think that if some of the basar comes inside the heichal, then all of the basar becomes possible. Either the psal will spread to the rest of the basar, or the whole carbon will become possible. That's the drasha over there, Dama V'loy B'Sara, that bringing the basar inside the heichal does not passel the rest of the basar, and it does not passel the carbon. However, there still could be a havminu that the actual basar itself, which was brought inside the Heichal, that itself should still have a Psal Yotzer. That perhaps will be the same as if you brought the Basar outside the Azara, it's Nifsal B'Yotzer, bring it inside the Heichal also, perhaps it could be a Havmina that will become Psal B'Yotzer. This could be the Pshat Rashi in the Sigah over here. Originally the Gemara thought that that's the member of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Joshua, because the Shakadoshim is coming to tell us that bringing the Basar inside the Heichal does not pass away with a Psal of Yotzer. On the Maskana say Gemara, that already you can know from Lo Yehei Tafel Chomer Min Iker, so the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is talking about something else. It's not coming to tell you that there's no Psal Yotzer, rather it's coming to tell you that the Kohen could do Achil over there, even though Einad Moichel B'Mokim Rabbi, in certain situations, he's allowed to bring the Basar inside and eat it inside the Heichal. Now just another point to discuss over here, the Mashmais of the Rashi which we read before, and the Teres of the Gemara, that the Chiddush is that he can eat the Basar Kachim over there. The Lashon of Rashi is that you need the Pasuk L'Mishri Achila B'Heichal to be Matar D'Achil in the Heichal. The Mashmais is that Yehuda ben Beseira is bringing a Joshua from the Pasuk to tell us the Heter Achila, when strengthening that is an Isser because Einad Moichel B'Mokim Rabbi. From the Pasuk we see that sometimes there is a Heter to eat the Basar inside the Heichal. In a situation where it's a sakana for the Kohanim to be in the Azara, they were matter them to eat it inside the Heichal. As Biskrov is a bedayik from the Rambam, that he learns the Gemara otherwise, we're not talking about a heter achila, as we're talking about whether the mokim of the Heichal is actually considered a mokim for achilas kachim. In other words, is there a kiyum mitzvah if they eat the carbon over there? Do we say the mokim achila is dafka in the Azara, not inside the Heichal, or is the Heichal also a mokim achila? The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos Halacha Gimel, he says, "Ein chatas v'osham v'shiyoyim v'nochos ne'achalam ela lezichri kuhuna be'azara, v'im ne'achlu be'heichal ne'achlu." If they're eaten inside the heichal, that's also an achila, and he goes on to bring the pasuk b'kohen shakadoshim teichlenu. The Rishkov says the Mashmaus of the Rambam is not that we're dealing with a heter, rather we're dealing with whether it's considered an achila, whether this is considered a kim of the mitzvahs achilas kachim, if it's eaten inside the heichal. That's the drasha that we're bringing from the pasuk. According to Shitas Rashi, the Brisk Rav explains, it could be his pasha that even inside the Heichal is considered a makam achila. Le'yei tafo chomim in Iker, if the Torah said that whole Azar is considered a makam achila, surely inside the Heichal is also a makam achila. I have meant to say that you cannot eat it inside the Heichal, is machmas and iser, it's not befitting for the kohen to eat it, it's considered a makam rabbi, and eidam moichel a makam rabbi. So that's the drasha from the pasuk that in certain situations we do allow him to eat it there, there is no iser. Now the Chayyot would still need Hezbar that according to the Rambam, if we're not talking about an Isser of a Heter, rather we're talking about whether it's considered an Achila of Kachim, whether he's Mekayin the Mitzvah, if so, what is the Pshat in the Lashon of Bidiyevet, or Yudu and Maseya's Lashon is, that only if it's a Kifo, if the Kachav Mesa'azara, only in certain extenuating situations, and the Rambam himself is also Mashma, that only Bidiyevet, if he ate it there, it's considered an Achila. The Chayyot, once we learn from a Pasuk that inside the Heichal is also a Makam Achila, it would be difficult to understand what's the Chilik between the Chetchila and Bidiyevet. Bishma, if we're talking about an Isser, we can understand that really it's not befitting to eat it inside the Heichal. It's only in certain situations where we matter. Hashenkin, if the Nidin was whether it's considered a Makam Achila, whether there's a Mitzvah Achila inside the Heichal, once we learn from the Pasuk that there is a Kiyum Mitzvah there as well, why should it only be in a situation of Bidiyavid? One could take a look in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here, he discusses this Nidin at length. Now continue on to the next Gemara, the Machaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about Bli Lechutz Lechemus Ha'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says that Bli Lebuchus is Pasul, and Reish Lakish holds Bli Lebuchus is Kosher. The Gemara explains, the Svar of Reish Lakish is, since Bli Le does not require a Kayin, Mitzvah Skun is only from Kmitza Ve'elech, if it does not need a Kayin, it's Mustaber that it does not have to be done Bifnim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Pasul, since it has to be done in a Kli, which Kapshuta means it has to be done in a Kli Sharis, if the Bli Le needs to be done in a Kli Sharis, then it's Mustaber that it has to be done Bifnim inside the Azara. And Kapshuta, this sugi as a raya, the Gemara's mevur, that Bli Le has to be done in a Kli Sharis, and Kapshuta, this is not the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, although Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the Bli Le has to be done in a Kli Sharis, the Gemara is not mashma that in this gufa is the machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, rather the mashma says that Reish Lakish would also be maskim that the Bli Le has to be done in a Kli Sharis. It's just that Reish Lakish holds that even though the Bli Le does have to be done in a Kli Sharis, but since it can be done by a Zar, it does not have to be done by a Kain. That's right, that it could even be done b'chutz. Taisus in Chulun daf lamevav amir aleph, Dibur maschal tzrid shamanochis, he brings a raya from Arsika that a mincha has to be nivlal in a kli sharis, and Taisus over there is also mashma, this is not the machoikis Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Chaznish makes an important point over here, the Chaznish is in Menochas Simon Chofhei, Sifkot and Gid Aleph, he also learns like this, that Reish Lakish is also maskim that the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, and he's bothered. If so, what is the Pshat in Reish Lakish that the Bli Le could be done b'chutz? If the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, the whole koyach of a kli sharis is only bifnim. If you take the kli sharis outside the azar, then there's no maila over a kli choyel. Just as we find in kiddush, the dinat and nor for sign to be niskanish in a kli sharis, it has to be the kli sharis is bifnim inside the azara. If the kli sharis is taken outside the azara, it cannot be mekanish something kedusha sagof. Kli sharis doesn't have its koyach only when it's bifnim. If so, what is the pshat in Rish Lakish over here? If, as we said, the gemara is mashmar that Rish Lakish is maskim, that the blil has to be done in a kli sharis. If so, how could he say that even b'chutz it's kosher, the chayr b'chutz it doesn't have a din of a kli sharis? And he says, for this reason, the pshat in Rish Lakish al karchach is that it's not the chatchila that Rish Lakish is saying you could do the blil b'chutz, rather it's only b'diyavid. The chatchila, surely, since the blil has to be done in a kli sharis, and a kli sharis which is outside doesn't have the din of a kli sharis, therefore, the chatchila, the blil must be done in a kli sharis b'fnim. The Avosh Rish Lakish says that b'chutz is kosher. He says, since it does not require kahuna, it's not mistaber that if it's done b'chutz, it's posel. Rish Lakish means to say, don't look at it as if the mincha became posel by that which had a blila b'chutz. Since it does not require kahuna, it's not mistaber that doing a blila b'chutz would posel the mincha, as opposed to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that doing a blila b'chutz does posel the mincha. As Tosfos over here points out, even though we know that the din is that a mincha which does not have blila b'chlal, the din is that it's kosher. Here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by doing a blila b'chutz, that's worse than not doing a blila b'chlal. That's the point that Rish Lakish argues on, and he says that since it does not require kahuna, it's not mistaber that doing a blila b'chutz will be a psul. However, the Chaznish says, the reason why according to Rish Lakish it's kosher is because really even loy balal b'chlal is kosher. Doing a blila b'chutz is as if no blila was done at all. Because in order for the blila to be kosher, it has to be done in a kli sharis, and as we said, a kli sharis which is taken outside doesn't have the din of a kli sharis. Therefore, if you did a blila b'chutz, it's as if you did a blila not in a kli sharis. The reason why it's kosher according to Rish Lakish is because it's no worse than a mincha which did not have a blila b'chlal, that's also kosher. The nekudas ha'machayikis between Rish Lakish and Rish Lakish is by doing a blila b'chutz is a chal p'sol on the mincha. That's what Rish Lakish meant to say, that doing a blila b'chutz does not make a p'sol on the mincha. But any chanami l'chatchila, one has to do the blila b'fnim, since it has to be done in a kli sharis, and a kli sharis only has its koyach b'fnim. Now the truth is, b'das Rabbi Yochanan, l'chari would be possible to explain one of two ways. Either you could say that by doing a blila b'chutz makes a psul on the mincha. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once we find that the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, it makes sense to say that it also has to be done b'fnim. Therefore, if you do a b'chutz, you did a blila, which was a psul of blila, although even if you wouldn't have done a blila b'chlal, it would have been kosher. Now he did a blila b'chutz, which is a psul of blila that's worse, and it psuls the mincha. According to this tzad, the psul is that which you did a blila b'chutz. Or you could have said differently, you could have said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the psul is that which the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, and as he said, once you take the kli sharis outside, it's not considered a blila in a kli sharis. Maybe that itself is the psul. And again, even though if you would not have done the blila b'chlal, it would have been kosher, but now that you did a blila and it was not in a kli sharis, it was considered as if you did it in the kli choyel. By taking the kli out of the azara, it's the same as doing it in the kli choyel. That itself, it makes it worse. A blila b'kli choyel passes the mincha. It's worse than if you didn't have a blila b'chlal. The pasha surely is like the first side. The Gemara's mashma that the psul according to Rabbi Yochanan is that which he did the blila b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kivin das yosei b'klihu nihi de kahuna loyboi pnim miyaboi." Mashma he says the psul is that which he did the blila b'chutz. And according to this, it would come at the Be'etzim. Rabbi Yochanan is also maskim that b'diavad if you didn't do a blila in a kli sharis, it's kosher. For example, if you did a blila b'fnim in a kli choyel, Rabbi Yochanan would also be maskim that b'diavad it's not pasul, even though you need a kli sharis. But if you do it in a kli choyel, it doesn't pasul. Because if Rabbi Yochanan would hold that it's pasul when you do a blila in a kli choyel, then the chayr that itself should be enough of a reason to say that when you do a blila in a kli sharis b'chutz, it's also pasul. As he said, a kli sharis b'chutz is like a kli choyel. And as he said, the Gemara's mashma that the psul according to Rabbi Yochanan is not that which we consider this blila as if it was done in a kli choyel since it was outside. Rather, the etzim fact that the blila was outside, that itself is a new psul. So Rabbi Yochanan will be maskim to Rish Lakish that a blila b'kli choyel does not pasul. It would not be worse than loy balal b'chlal. Now to get back to the Nakuda which we started with, that from Arasuga Lachari would be a raya both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rish Lakish, that the blila has to be done in a kli sharis. We saw Tosfos in Chulin says like this. The Ram, however, seems to be mavur otherwise. The Ram in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbonis Halacha Hey, he describes how Minchas Seiles is done. The exact procedure, he says, Mevi Isarin Seiles, Ikam Yisroinis, Kefi Nidroi, V'shemen Haroi Loi, Umoidid B'Yisarin Shal Mikdash. He measures the seilas in Misaron of Hegdish, and he continues, V'neisen shemen b'kli, he put shemen into a different kli, V'achach neisen olivis ha-seilas, then he pour the seilas on top of the shemen, And you add more shemen, and you do the blila. Then you take the whole mixture and you put it into a kli sharis, and you do yitzika, more shemen on the mincha. The Rambam seems to be mavur that at the time of the blila it does not have to be in a kli sharis. He says you only put it into the kli sharis after the blila, before the yitzika. Because the Mishnah over there makes this diak, he says the Rambam is mashma that the blila was not done in a kli sharis. And he asks the Kasha and the Rambam from Erasigyo, Erasigyo l'chari is mavur, that you do have to do the blila in a kli sharis. He says when Eric Moore says asiyosu b'klihi, akarchel means to say that the asiyah has to be done in a kli sharis, and therefore it's a Kasha on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that you only put it into the kli sharis after the blila? The Kesef Mishnah leaves off b'tzorach iyun. Now the Lech Mishnah over there on that Rambam, he has a long piece. Towards the end, the Lech Mishnah says, l'chari akarchel, the Rambam learned Eric Moore differently, that asiyosu b'kli does not mean that it has to be nivlal in a kli sharis, rather it has to be done in a kli, it could even be a kli chayil. He says, Be'ikr, the reason why the Rambam learned this way is to get around the kasha of Tosis over here. We'll see Tosis has an arichos. Yes, if the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, once the mincha is in a kli sharis, it already becomes possible with the psal of yotze. So even without getting into the machaikas of Be'ikr and Reish Lakish, whether a blila b'chutz passes the mincha, either way it should become possible with the psal of yotze. Because of this kasha, the Rambam got around this kasha by saying that asiyasa b'kli and asiyasa does not mean it has to be in a kli sharis. It could even be in a kli chayil, if there is no issue of psal yotze. Now, Taras HaKadosh in Erasigyo, he also says like this with Dasa Rambam. He says, the Rambam is difficult, the Rambam holds you don't need a kli sharis. Akarach, the Rambam must have learned, asiyasa b'kli does not mean it has to be dafka kli sharis. It just means it has to be done b'kli. However, he asks, if so, what is the svar of Rabbi Yechanan? Why is it that just because a blila has to be done in a kli, that's the reason why it also has to be done b'fnim? Bishma, if asiyasa b'kli means a kli sharis, then we understand the connection. Once you know that the blila has to be done in a kli sharis, then it will make sense that it also has to be b'fnim inside the azara. But if it could be done even in a kli chayil, why is that a reason why it would have to be done b'fnim? Because of this kasha, the Taras HaKadosh offers a different pshat in the Rambam, a different way how you can understand that sugya. And that is, when it says asiyasa b'kli, it doesn't mean even in a kli chayil. However, it also does not mean that the blila has to be done in a kli sharis. Rather, it means a third pshat, asiyasa b'kli means that the mincha had to have been niskadish in a kli sharis, has to already have a kedusha saguf before you do the blila. And if so, then we can understand what is the svar of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, once you see that it has to be niskadish in the kli sharis before the blila, then it's mistabra that anything that's done after the kiddush kli sharis is considered similar to an avodah, though it's not an avodah mamish, as we see, you don't need a kain, but it's similar to avodah, and therefore it has to be done dafka b'fnim. He says, we don't find anywhere that a maisa has to be done which is not sarach p'nim, that it still requires to have been niskadish with the kedusha saguf before. If the maisa of blila was not considered a maisa b'fnim, it would not be similar to an avodah b'chlal, it wouldn't have to have been niskadish before the blila. And we know that the mincha does have to be niskadish before. You do the medida of the seilas in the nisaron of hegdish, and the medida of the shemun as well in the lug of hegdish. You see that it has to have been niskadish before the blila. If the blila was not considered an avodah b'chlal, and it would not have to be done b'fnim, it would not have had to have been niskadish before the blila. This is how the Rambam learned the pshat in the Gemara, and therefore according to this, there is no raya from the Gemara that the actual blila itself has to be done in a kli sharis. As the Rambam is mashma, the blila can be done in a kli chayil. The point of the Gemara just is that once it's already niskadish in a kli sharis, it's mustabra that the blila which is done afterwards has to be dafka b'fnim. This is the pshat of the Taras HaKadosh b'das HaRambam, and if we take a look in the Shittim HaKabetzos over here in Ois Beis, he seems to be saying something similar. He explains the words of Rabbi Yechanan, kiven da'asiyasi b'klihu, the lashon of the Shittim HaKabetzos is, kiven de'kedushas klihi, and he de'kunu le'boi p'nim mi'oboi. He seems to understand asiyasi b'kli means that it was niskadish b'kli, which is al-derech l'tarsa kadish b'dasa ramam. The svar of Rabbi Yechanan is that once you see that it has to have been niskadish before the blila, it would make sense to say that the blila has to be done b'fnim. Now to go back to the kasha of Tosis, at the top of the Omer, Tosis asks, according to Rabbi Yechanan, how could Rabbi Yechanan say that blila b'chutz is posel? How is that worse than loybal al-klal? We know that the din is that blila is not ma'akev. If he doesn't do the avodah blila b'chlal, he's ma'akev the mincha without being boil of the din is that it's kosher. How could a blila b'chutz be worse than loybal al-klal? Tosis adds further, a gemara in Zvachim Samach Gimel, the gemara over there says that if you do mitzi hadam of a chatas oif in the wrong mokim, then is he supposed to do the mitzvah lamata michuta sikra? If he does it lamal, then it's kosher, the Gemara says, because it's not worse than lo mitzvah klal. Since we hold the din is the chatas oif, the only thing that's ma'akiv is the hazor, not the mitzui. Therefore, doing mitzvah in the wrong place cannot be worse than not doing mitzvah b'chlal. And that's Tosis kasha over here. Why don't you say the same thing by blila? If you would not do blila b'chlal, it would be kosher. How could it be that blila b'chutz is worse? So Taisa says you have to be mechalik and say that here it is worse. He says over there at least the avodah was done befnim. Here it was done bechutz, it's worse. Taisa does not explain much. The Shita Mekubetas over here in Ois Yud Ches, he explains a little bit further. He says, Shani hosom shleshina rak b'mokam ha-mizbeach, b'mokam l'mokim, b'shina mokam zutok, yihai l'gorim l'mitza klal. Over there, where all you did was a small shinoy, you put in the wrong mokam on the mizbeach, that's not going to be worse than not doing it at all. Aval hocha shahitzi ha-blila michutz kol ha-azara, v'adai gorim ilu l'ibol al klum. Here, where you did the blila outside the azara, that is worse than not doing a blila b'chlal. So this is later on, dafir chesom ha-beiz, he speaks about this inyan as well. The Baram Taisa over there, the Ramaschal of Reb Shimon, Taisa understands that the sheet of Reb Shimon is that if a Zar does Blilo, then it's possible. And Taisa is bothered, how could a Zar be doing Blilo be worse than not doing Blilo Bechlal? He says, Al-Karach, you have to say that when a Avodah is done Bepsol, it is worse than if it's not done at all. When a Zar does the Blilo, it's Mechal the Avodah, that's worse than if it wouldn't have been done. And he says, that's the Pshat and Esig as well, according to Reb Yechanan. Rechon holds that even though Blila is not ma'akev, but if you do a chutz l'chemes ha'azorah, it is possible. You see again that when avodah is done b'psol, it's worse than if it would not be done at all. The Chaznish adds a little further explanation in this inyan. This is in Simon Chofhei, Sifkot and Yeralif. The Chaznish says, not necessarily every avodah which could have been skipped, then when it's done by p'psol, it's worse than not doing it at all. It's a specific svar over here by Blila, where the Blila creates a certain consistency in the mincha. It changes the form of the mincha. So we can't ignore it and say that it's not worse than if it would be no blila at all, because there is a change over here, and this blila was done b'psol, if even though if it would not have been b'al b'chlal, it would have been kosher, now that it was b'al b'psol, it could be worse. Further on, in Sifkot and Yerbeiz, the Chaznish is moistest for a little bit more of a hesber. He says, although the Torah said that a mincha she'ena blula is also kosher, but this over here is a mincha blula. In other words, there's two options. The Torah said you could use a mincha blula or a mincha she'ena blula. This mincha, which is balal, you cannot say that it's kosher as a mincha she'ena blula, because it's not ena blula, it is blula. And the blula was done bepsol, therefore it's a mincha blula mikul keles. That's the pshat why when it's balal bepsol, then it's worse than loy balal klal, because this mincha cannot be kosher as a mincha she'ena blula, since the maisa did have a blula. Now the Chiddush agrees over here, he brings another possible pshat to explain why would it be that balal mechutz is worse than loy balal klal. In the Sefer Minchas Avram, he quotes his pshat b'shem Ramosha Salavetrik, the brother of the Biskurov. And that is, since we know the din is that even though loy balal kosher, still the mincha has to be roy labila. This is the gemara later on in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The gemara over there quotes the Mishnah, which says that shishim nivlolim, shishim vechad ein nivlolim. One cannot bring in one kli a mincha of 61 isfeinim because it's not possible to do the blila. And the gemara says even though we know the din is that loy balal kosher, still this is worse since it's not roy labila. This is the famous member of Rav Zera called roy labila ein bila ma'keves because she ain roy labila bila ma'keves boy. If so, this itself would be a hesber. Why would it be that balal chutz l'chemes ha'zara should be worse than loy balal klal? L'chari, once you do a blila chutz l'chemes ha'zara, it's not possible to do another blila. So the first blila was done b'psol, and now it's not possible to do a blila b'kashrus. L'chari, that should be possible because it's not roy l'bila. The din of roy l'bila means that although the mincha doesn't have to have a blila l'maisa, it has to be roy that a blila k'shera can be done to it. This mincha, which is already nivlal, it's not possible to have a second blila after it's already balal. So this mincha is no longer roi to have a blila k'shera. That itself should be possible midin Rav Zeira. This seems to be a good pshat in the way of understanding Rav Yechanan to answer the kasha of Tosfos. However, it's not mashma that this is what Tosfos means. Both Tosfos over here and Tosfos in Daf Yud Ches and the Shita Mekubetas over here, which we saw, and the shaila then would be why does Tosfos not say this teretz? The chayr, the svar of Rav Moshe is correct. Once the blila was done with psul, it's no longer roi to have a blila k'shera. Why should that itself not be a reason to say that the mincha is possible? So the Biskrov addresses this point. He also says that Taisus is not mashma like this, that this is his teretz. And he adds further from that which Taisus compared our case to the case of Mitzui. We don't find such a din by Mitzui that after the Hazal was done with the Chatas Oif, that has to remain roi for Mitzui in order for it to be kosher. From Taisus' comparison, you see that Taisus was not dealing with the issue that it should be possible because it's no longer roi for Blila. Taisus was dealing with the question whether an avodah b'psol could be worse than an avodah which is not done at all. And that he has to say a svar to mechag between our case and the case of mitzvah of chatas ha'oif. So al-gopam, the question remains, why the maizah is this not a good teretz? Why does Taisus not say this pshat? So the Biskrov explains, he says, that which we see later on, in the case of a mincha, which is at 61 isrenim, then is that it's possible since it's not roi l'bilo. The pshat is, the Biskrov says, that really there's a din which is said that a mincha has a shear, a maximum shear, more than 60 isrenim, is not a kosher shear for a mincha. The way we know that it's not a kosher shear for the mincha is because the Torah gave the mitzvah of blilo, even though blilo is not ma'akev, but we understand the Torah is telling us From there, already we could take out that this is a shir that the mincha has to be roil of blila. And therefore, if it's more than 60 shrinim, it's possible. But it's not the pshat that it's possible because there is a psul called ain a roil of blila. There is no such psul. The psul is that it's not the right shir. And therefore, over here in our case, where it is the right shir, the fact that it's no longer roil of blila because the blila psula was done already, ain a roil of blila is not a new psul. The Biskra brings a right to this yisayid that a mincha of samach alef yisrinim is possible, not because it's a psul of ain a roil of blila. Rather, because it's not the right shir, his right is that even a minchas rikikin, a rikikin is a type of mincha which is not a blilo. The shemen is applied to the mincha in a different way. You first mix the flour and water and make rikikin, and then after to do a meshicha with the shemen, it still then is that a minchas rikikin also is not kosher if it's 61 yisroinim. From here, the Biskra proves that the din of einaroy labila bila makeves, it really means to say that it's a giloy. Now, Shatar gave the parasha of blilo, that's a giloy that a mincha has to be a certain size, bigger than that is possible. But there is no such psul on its own of Einar Roy Lublila. And there is a rakasha on this Briskarov, which is asked in the Sefer Mincha Savram. The Mishnah later on, Daf Peitesa Mudbeiz, says, Ein ma'arvin nischei kvasim b'nischei parim ve'ilim. If one has to bring Minchas Nesachim for different karbonis, he brought a keves for a carbon, so now he has to bring the Nesachim for the keves, and he also brought a par or an ayal for a carbon, so he needs to bring the Nesachim for a par and ayal as well. So you cannot be ma'arv these two menachis together, since their consistency is different. One is a blila ava, one is blila raka. The flour oil ratio for parim and elim is 1-2. For each yisarn, you bring 2 lugin of shemen. Vashenking for kvasim, it's 1-3. For one yisarn of selis, you bring 3 lugim of shemen. And the Mishnah there continues that if you already did blila on each individual nesachim, you did blila on the nisrei keves and the nisrei par, and then afterwards they were nisarif together, then is that it's kosher. But if before you did blila, the nesachim of the keves got mixed with the nesachim of the par or the ayil, then is possible. Rashi and Taisus over there both explain the reason why it's possible is because you need roi l'blila, even though blila is not ma'akev, but you need roi l'blila. And here, when they got mixed together before the blila, they're not roi l'blila, because since they're different consistencies, that wouldn't be a keem of the mitzvah's blila if you do the blila of everything altogether. And therefore, even though blila is not ma'akev, but roi l'blila is ma'akev, that's why it's possible over there. And this is a raya connected to the site of the Briskarov. That which we say ain roi l'bila bila ma'keves is not only by the din of a shir, not only in the case where you brought a mincha which is too big, but it seems to be any time where the mincha cannot l'maisa have a blila k'shera, the din is that ain roi l'bila would be possible. If so, the kasha would remain. Why can't we use this to answer the kasha of Tosis over here, in the case where a blila was done b'chutz? Tosis was bothered by how's it worse than if a blila wouldn't be done at all. The answer could be that if a blila was done b'chutz, it's no longer roi to have a blila k'shera. Once it becomes not roi, that itself is a psul, it's worse than loy balal klal. Perhaps we could suggest the possible terrors to this. There would be room to be mechalik between the cases which we saw, where ainu roi labila and bila ma'keves, the case where you brought a mincha of samach alef yisrenim, where it's not possible to do a blila, or in the case of the Mishnah and Daf Peites, where nischei kvasim get mixed with nischei parim ve'elim. In both those cases, it's not roi labila, meaning it's not possible to come out with the proper outcome. It's not possible for the mincha to be nivlal and come out with the correct consistency, the way the Torah describes the mincha is supposed to be bolol. There the din is that ain roi labila bila ma'keves, and the mincha is possible. But in our case, it's not a case where it's not possible for the mincha to come out as a mincha blula. It's just not possible for the mincha to be nivlal b'kashrus. Once already a blila was done b'chutz, and a blila b'chutz is a possible blila, it's not possible for this mincha to have a blila k'shera. However, it is possible for it to reach the state of a mincha blula, where it's nivlal with the shemen properly. It already reached that state when it was nivlal b'chutz. In other words, it being mechalik between a case where it can't have the metzias of a blila, the other din is that if it's ain roi labila bila ma'keves, a shank in a case where it could have the metzias of blila, it's just that it cannot have a blila k'shera, the other din is that it's not possible. And the hesber for this would be that since we see already that the Torah said blila is not ma'akev. In other words, we don't say that a mincha which is lacking the avodas blila, it's lacking the hechsher of the carbon, it's not one of the avodas which are ma'akev in the hechsher of the carbon. Once we see that already, then already it's mistaber to say that even a mincha which cannot have a blila k'shera, even if it's not possible to have that avoda, it still does not become possible. Once you see already that the Torah was not makbid and that avoda is not ma'akev, even if it's not right to have that avoda also would not be ma'akev. What you do see, however, the din of ain roi labila is something else. You see that the Torah was makbid, that it'd be roi at least to reach the state of blila, if the makeup of the mincha itself is such that these components can never reach the state of blila, that's not the mincha which the Torah described. This is a possible svara to explain why Tosfos did not want to use this as a teretz. He didn't want to say that blila b'chutz is worse and makes the mincha possible, worse than if it would not have been done b'chlal, because now it's ain roi labila, way we're explaining the pshat is because over here the mincha itself is possible to reach the state of blila. It could have the metzias of blila, and actually already does have that state because it was nivel already b'chutz. Only in the case where it's not possible to have the metzias of a mincha blula, that's where we find the din of ein roi lebila bila ma'akeves. Now continue on, and we'll speak for a few minutes about the nidin of Taisis over here and Dibur Maschovei Shlokish. Taisis says that from Eretz Sugya Zaraya, even something which is niskadish b'kli is not necessarily nifsal with a psul of yotze. We don't say that once it had kiddush kli, it's automatically possible if it goes out of the azara. His right is because the machlekes of Reichen and Reish Lakish over here is whether a blila chutz mechaymas azara passes the mincha. We don't say that since it left the azara, anyways it's possible we din yotze. From here it's muchach that not everything which has a kiddush kli sharis is automatically possible with a psul of yotze. This is a discussion which Taisus has barichos over here in Menachos Daf Tes, and Zvacham Daf Chof Amar Beis, and Sukkah Daf Nun Amar Aleph, and all of these places, Taisus argues in the Shita of Rashi. He brings that Rashi's Muchach in a number of places, not like this. Rashi's Muchach that once something had a Kiddush Kli Sharis, it becomes possible with the Psal of Yotze, and this from Ersig is one of Taisus' Ikur Rayas, this is not necessarily true, not everything which is Niskadish Bekli Sharis has a Psal Yotze. Taisus brings other Rayas, he brings the Rayas from the Mishnah in Mi'ilo Daf Tes. The Mishnah there goes through different stages of the Kedusha of Karbonis. At what point is the din Me'ilachal, at what point is the din Linachal, and when the Mishnah talks about Menachos, it says over there that when it's Neskadish Bekli, Hochshur Liposel B'Toyoyim B'Mechusri Kippurim U'Belino, but the Mishnah does not say that after it's Neskadish Bekli, it could then become possible with the Psal Yotze. The Mishnah over there says a similar din by Shtei Lechem and Lechem Aponim. Over there, the Kedusha L'Inyan to become possible B'Yotze with Toyoyim is telling a later step, you need also Karmu Paneo B'Tanur. It has to have started to bake in the oven to make it roi. Back about there as well, you see that even after it's neskadish b'kli sharis, still it does not say in the Mishnah that it's roi to become posel in yin yotze. The Shita of Taisus is, when is something roi to become posel in yin yotze? It's not enough if it's neskadish b'kli, it has to be that you began doing the avoides. Therefore, for example, by a zevach, once you do the shchita is the first avoida of the carbon, then right, the dam is roi to become posel in yin yotze, and the basar as well. But by mincha, where you simply put it into the kli, even if it's neskadish in the kli sharis, that's not enough to give it a din of psul yotze. For korban mincha, Taisus would hold that once you do the ma'aseh kmita, that's already the first avoda. From that point on, the mincha could become possible with a psul yotze. Taisus, in the end of the Dibur Maschil over here, talks about what about minchas kayanim or minchas chavitei kayin gadol, where there is no kmita. From what point do we say that the mincha is ready to become possible with a psul yotze? Taisus says it's sad to say maybe over there, already with the kiddush kli, already it can become possible, since it doesn't have any avodas to be done with it. Rakapam, this is the Shita of Taisus in a number of places. A Kiddush Kli Sharis does not automatically give a Psal Yotze. If Marasig would be a kash on the Shita of Rashi, Rashi's Mavur and Zvachim Daf Chof Amar Beis, and Zvachim Peiches Amar Alef as well, Rashi's Mavur that anytime something is in the Skadish in a Kli Sharis, it does become possible with a Psal of Yotze. And the truth is, the Rai of Taisus would not seem to be so poshut, because it would seem that we could explain the Machlikas of Beich and Reish Lakish in the case where the Mincha was not in the Skadish in the Kli Sharis Bifnim. I mean, you put the mincha into the klisharis and you did the blila in the klisharis. However, the klisharis was never bifnim, and we know that the klal is, the klisharis cannot be mekadesh something unless it's inside the azara. So perhaps this mincha was never in the klisharis while it was in the azara, and that's the reason why it would not become possible with the psal of yotze. The Chayr Taisus' raya seems to be hard to understand. Where do you see in Er Gemara that the case is talking about that the klisharis was already mekadesh the mincha while it was in the azara? And we find a similar point. We find this in Taisus in Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Over there also, Taisus is mayach to argue on Rashi, and Taisus holds that a klish choice is not necessarily mekadesh something linium psul yotze. And over there, Taisus brings a rai from the sugya over there that you memala mayim from the shiluach with tzlichus shalzov, which Taisus says was a klish choice. And Taisus is bothered by how could you be memala the mayim outside the azara with a klish choice? The mayim is neskadish and immediately should become possible with a psul yotze, according to the shita of Rashi. The one something is neskadish with klish choice, it becomes possible with a psul yotze. According to Taisus, since you didn't do any avoidus with it yet, it's not niskadish linium psul yotze. But according to Rashi, what does it not become possible? So Taisus says this kash is not difficult, because in that case, when you memala the mayim outside the azara, even if you memala in a klisharis, the klisharis cannot be mekayish something if it's not in the azara. So over there, the mayim never got a kiddush in the first place to become possible with a psul yotze. However, Taisus then goes on and he brings other rayas. One of the rayas is from Ersuyo. He says from Ersuyo is a good raya. Even something which is niskadish in a klisharis does not become possible with a psul yotze. Now from places there we see clearly that he held that the suggestion that we're proposing for Rashi, maybe the reason why the mincha is not possible in Yin Yotze, is because it never was niskadish inside the Azara,
Tosfos clearly held that that would not be an answer. He saw in Eretz Yisrael that the case must be talking about that it was Neskanish in the Kli Sharis Bifnim, because Tosfos immediately prior to this Raya, he brings the Raya from Sukkah and he says over there you could answer that it was never Neskanish in Nazar, that's why it's not Nifsal in Yoytza. And Tosfos then goes on and he says, but from the Sugya Menachos, Daftes, that would be a Kasha. Clearly Tosfos held there would not be an answer to say that in Eretz Yisrael, the reason why it's not Nifsal in Yoytza is because it was never Neskanish in the Kli Sharis Bifnim. The Lashon of Tosfos says this clearly. He says in Eretz Yisrael, Amo b'fnim miskadsho v'afil hochi le'mifsal b'yotza. In Eretz Yisrael, you see that even if it wasn't miskadsho b'fnim, still it does not become possible to psal yotza. That's his kasha and Rashi. And again, the problem will be, where did Tosfos see in Eretz Yisrael that it has to be that the mincha is buried miskadsho in the Kli Sharis b'fnim? So the Achronim deal with this question in the Sefer Dvar Avram, Chelek Gimel, Siman Aleph, Ois Lamed Beis. He brings two possible answers to this kasha to explain where did Tosfos see in Eretz Yisrael that it must have been miskadsho already b'fnim. One pshat he says is that which we know that the klal is that a kli sharis is not mekadesh unless it's bifnim. That's only in the case when the point of putting it into the kli sharis is in order to do something with it bifnim. Like for example, the nisa chamayim. The reason why you're putting it into the kli sharis so that you can bring it inside the azara and do the avoid of nisa chamayim. However, if we have a case where you have to do something with the kli sharis and that's done even b'chutz, then it would be able to be mekadesh it as well. And if you feel like the shita v'esh lakish over here in the sugya, the bli l'skasher even b'chutz, then when you put the mincha into the kli sharis in order to do the blilo, the mincha has to be placed in the kli sharis before the blilo, and as soon as it's placed in the kli sharis, even while it's outside the azara, even over there it's ready to do the blilo, then right the kli sharis will be able to be mekadesh it, and that says it's right, connected Rashi, that once the kli sharis is mekadesh this the mincha b'chutz, why is it not nifsal in yoytze, according to the sheet of Rashi, that kli sharis is always mekadesh l'inim sol yoytze. A second machat Dvar Avram says, to explain the kasha of Tosfos on Rashi, his thesis holds that since the mincha has to be in the kli sharis for the blila, it cannot be that the mincha has to be in the kli sharis without it being necessary for the kli sharis to be mekadesh the mincha. That wouldn't make sense. If the Torah says that the blila has to be in the kli sharis, a korchach included in that is that the kli sharis be mekadesh it, and since the kli sharis could only be mekadesh it inside the azara, a korchach would have to first bring the mincha into the azara and be mekadesh it in the kli sharis, and then only afterwards you bring it b'chutz. That's for the machlekes rebechen and reish lakish is, if after you mekadesh it inside the azara you brought it outside, and that says this kasha and Rashi, why is it not nifsal with a psal yotza when you bring it outside? But Al-Kupam, to answer the sheet of Rashi, you would have to say Rashi holds not like both of these you say this. Rashi would hold that the case of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is talking about where it was never niskadesh in the kli sharis bifnim, you put it into the kli sharis outside and never got a kiddush in the first place. Rashi would argue on the first yisayid, he would hold, even if you're putting it into the kli sharis to do something which can be done b'chutz, still the kli sharis would not be mekadesh it unless it's inside the azara. And secondly, Rashi would hold that there could be a din that blila has to be done in the kli sharis, but not necessarily that it has to be niskadesh in that kli sharis. So this would be the teres for Rashi to the kasha of Tosfos from Asugya. Now we'll continue on to the machlikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about mincha shechoser koydim kmitza. Rabbi Yochanan says yavig mitoich beisa v'yimaleno. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds kmitza kovo. Reish Lakish says lo yavig mitoich beisa v'yimaleno because Reish Lakish holds kedushas kli kovo. Rashi over here explains that this is a drasha which the Gemara brings later on Amud Beis, v'aniseres mina mincha. From there we learn prat l'mincha shechosro, that if the mincha is chosro, then it's possible. And the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, from what point is it called already a mincha? Reish Lakish holds from when it's niskadesh b'kli, then already it's called a mincha, and therefore if it's chosro from the seilis which was niskadesh originally, the mincha is possible. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's only called a mincha b'mishas kmitza, therefore only from then if it's chosro it's possible. But if it's chaser before the kmitza, then you can replace the seilis which was missing. Rashi explains further, what's the lashon of kova? Rashi says, kol lashon kfiyus, it means zokuk ze loze, ve'inat yochol lishano yisktas bimeno, lovi acher tachdov. The lashon of kova means that it was already designated, this is the entire mincha, you cannot have a hechsher unless all of the seilis which is here right now remains part of the mincha, you cannot replace anything which was missing. In other words, Rashi is telling us what's the gather of this psol of mincha shechasra. The gather is that this is the carbon. If something is missing, this is not the original carbon which was designated to be hukrav together as one. The machlokes is from when is it hukva? According to Reish Lakish, from the moment that it's niskadesh b'kli, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from the moment of the kmitza. Now the mashmaris of Rashi is that this din, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of kmitza kavala would be negeya, that if after the maisa kmitza, the shirayim was chaser, some of the seiles is now missing, so you cannot replace that seiles. The reason is because it was ready hukva. Without this din of hukva, you could have replaced it and it would not have been considered chaser. Now that there's a din that it was hukva, The mincha has to be made up only from this specific seilas which was in the kli at the time of the kmitza. That's how you cannot replace the seilas which is missing. And the truth is, there's ha'ar over here. Even without this din, that the kmitza is kaveh and you cannot replace the seilas anymore. If the shrine was chaser after the ma'isa kmitza, what is the tzad that you could bring different seilas instead of it, and now the mincha should be complete? That will no longer be considered chaser. The seilas that you add afterwards, which was not in the kli at the time of the kmitza, how could this replace that which is missing now from the shirayim? Nor for this to replace the shirayim, we would have to also get a din of shirayim. And shirayim is only something which was in the kli b'shas, the kmitza. The way avodas kmitza works is you have an entire mincha. From the mincha, you take out of it a kaimitz, and you separate that from the rest of the mincha. That's matcha the rest of it, and it makes the rest of it into shirayim. Eventually, you'll get a heter achila after you're makter the kaimitz. But something which was not in the kli at the time of the kmitza, it can't get a din of shirayim. It doesn't have the kmitza to be matter it, because b'shas the ma'isa kmitza, the kmitza was not taken from amongst that seilas. That seilas wasn't in the kli at all. So how could you possibly replace shirayim with other seilas, even without this din of hukva? The ma'isa, if you put other seilas in, that seilas never had a kmitza done from it. This would seem to be a strong kasha on Rashi. A possible teretz to this kasha, this would be a chiddush. Perhaps ein echanami by regular mincha, after you do the kmitza, if some of the shirayim is missing, you cannot replace that shirayim, not only because the kmitza was kaveya, but even without that, because if you put other seilas in instead of the shirayim which is missing, that seilas never had a kmitza taken from it, so it can't get a din of the shirayim. However, there would be a possible case where there would be an afkamina to that which the kmitza was kaveya, this as the mincha. According to the shita of Ben Becerra, he holds that if a pasul did the kmitza, you could put it back and redo the kmitza, and yet still toises mavur and davavam medbeiz, that although you could put it back and redo it, but lemaisa, if something is chaser from the mincha, after the kmitza of the pasul, we'll have a pasul chaser, you cannot replace that which is missing. Although the kmitza of a pasul has to be redone, it is enough to be kaveya that this is the mincha, le'inyun the pasul chaser. If so, this will be enough kamina to that which the kmitza is kaveya. In a case where a pasul did the kmitza, and you can redo the kmitza afterwards, but meanwhile something was missing from the shirayim, so without the din of kmitza being kaveya, you could have refilled the seilas which was missing, then afterwards when the kasher does the kmitza is chal on everything which is in the kli right now, all of the rest of the seilas will get a din of shirayim and the mincha will be kosher. Now that there's a din that kmitza is kaveya, and even kmitza is possible is kaveya, now already there'll be a psul of chaser, you cannot replace seilas which is missing, because the kmitza was already kaveya, that this exact seilas is what has to be part of the mincha. This is a possible teretz, this is a chiddush, and it also only works with Das Ben Becerra. But other than this mahalach, we'll have to leave the kasha b'tzarachiyun. There's another ha'ar which is discussed in the achrenim. The Avshe Brechnan says over here, Yavim mitech beisa v'yimaleno, that before the kmitza, if something is chaser, you can bring other seilas and replace it. The Gemara b'beizes mevur that this din Brechnan learns from a drasha from a pasuk. The Gemara brought the member of Ramalkiyoy, he brought a tana who says, Misalta shem chaser kol shu psula, Mishamna shem chaser kol shu pasul. The Gemara says, how does Brechnan understand this drasha? This drasha is telling us that a mincha shechaser koidim kmitza, imevi mitech beisa v'yimaleno in v'yloyloy. The drasha is to tell us that if something is missing before the kmitza and he does not replace it, then the mincha becomes pasul. And the kasha over here is, the chari for this, why do we need a drasha? If before he started doing any avodes, before he even did the kmitza, the mincha was already chaser, why do we need this drasha of misalta shem chaser kol shu psula? Even without that, it should be pasul because it's missing from the shir. Every mincha has a specific shir, whether it's one yisarin or two yisarinim. If something's missing from that yisarin, it's pasul not only because of this drasha of misalta. It's missing because you don't have the shir of the mincha. So the Sefer Minchas Rami addresses this kasha, and he says, Al-Karcha, what we have to say is, that mitzada din shir, that which mincha has to be in Nisarin, that will be enough if it's in the Skadish originally in Nisarin. As long as you had the original Kedusha, the right shir, then already if it's chasr afterwards, it wouldn't be a problem, the mincha would still be kosher. If that you need a separate drasha of misalta, that tells us, shim chasr kol shu psula, which according to Rabbi Chanan, it means to say, if it's chasr and you did not replace it, then it'll have a psul chasr. According to Bechon, the mincha was not hukva at the time of the Kiddush Kli, so it's not a problem the fact that the original seilas is missing, you still be able to bring other seilas to replace it. But Al-Kapam, without replacing that which is missing, there would be a psul chaser. But again, it's not because of the din that the mincha has to have a shir of a nisarin. That din is niskayim, but that which the mincha did have a nisarin b'shas the Kiddush. Now, when part of it gets lost, there's a different problem, there's a psul chaser. According to Bechon, you could replace the seilas which is missing, and that will take care of the psul of chaser. Now we'll continue on to the next machlokes of Shlokesh and Rabbi Chanan, Shirayim Shechosu ben Kmitza Laktara. Rabbi Chanan says you could still be makter the kmitz even though the shirayim were chaser. Behemshach and Amon Beis the Gemara's mevur that even though Rabbi Chanan holds you could be makter the kmitz, However, the shrine will be posel, they'll be osur ba'achila. And Rish Lakish says, "Ein makter kaimetz aleim." Once the shrine were chosur, you cannot be makter the kaimetz. The Gemara's mavur that the machlokes of Reichen and Rish Lakish is b'daster of Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says b'feirish, even if all of the shrine were not here anymore, nitmu shirea, nisrifu shirea, or avdu shirea, according to Blazer, it's kosher, even though there are no shrine bechlal. According to Rabbi Yeshua says that if it's nitmu or nisrifu or avdu, then it's posel. And that is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does Rabbi Yeshua mean? Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yeshua's din is only if there's nothing left of the Shiraim. All of it is gone. If there's some Shiraim left, you can still be makter the Kaimitz. And Reish Lakish holds Blaster Rabbi Yeshua, even if only mixas of the Shiraim is not here anymore, also you cannot be makter the Kaimitz. Hamshach the Gemara explains, Reish Lakish holds Blaster Rabbi Yeshua that there's a chilik between Zvachim and Menachas. Zvachim, we know the din is, this is Beferish, Rabbi Yeshua says, even if it's only in the shtayr, kazayis basa or kazayis chilev, you can be zerik the dam. You don't need that all of the basa is still left, or all of the imurim is still left for aktara. Even if there's only a little bit left, you could still be zerik the dam, and the carbon will be kosher. By menachas, however, Reish Lakish holds b'daser b'yeshua, even if only some of the shirayim are missing, also you cannot be makter the kaimitz. And Gemara brings because it's a different drasha for a mincha. V'heirim ha-kaim min ha-mincha es ha-skaroso, v'hikdar ha-mizbecha. We learn from the word ha-mincha ad isa l'kula mincha. If you don't have the entire mincha b'shas ta'aktara, you cannot be makter the kaimitz. The Shitmuk Betzos over here points out, this is printed in the back of the Gemara in the Hashmatos, he asks, what's the Reish Lakish's makar to say b'dasra b'shua that there's another joshua by mincha, to say that even if only mixas of the shirayim is missing, you cannot be makter the kaimitz? The same way Rabbi Eliezer does not make this joshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds that zvachim and menachos are the same, just like by zvachim the din is that if there's no shirayim left, you can still be zerik the dam. Rabbi Nachas also yells that if there's no shirayim left, you could be makter the kaimitz. He obviously doesn't make this drasha, so why should we assume that Yeshua does have a separate drasha for a mincha? We should assume that Yeshua's din by mincha is the same as his din by zvachim. Yeshua holds that by zevach, as long as there's something left, you could be zerik the dam. But if there's nothing left, you cannot be zerik the dam. Why don't we assume that that's the same din by Menachas as well? As long as there's something left of the shirayim, you could be makter the kaimitz. Why should Reish Lakish be mechadish b'daser b'shua that there's a new drasha by Menachas? In essence, he's making a new machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, besides the machlokes by Zevach, in case there's no basar or murim left, whether you could be zerik the dam. There's a second machlokes by Menachas. Rabbi Yeshua makes his drasha of min ha-mincha ad isa l'kula mincha, and Rabbi Eliezer argues in that drasha. What's the makar for Reish Lakish to say this? So the Shita explains b'daser Reish Lakish, he holds, now what we see that Rabbi Yeshua says, that if it's nitmu shirea or nisrifu shirea, Rabbi Yeshua says the din is that it's possible. Akarch, it's from a new drasha, it's not the same din as a zevach. By zevach, Rabbi Yeshua's drasha is from the pasuk v'asisa olesecha abosar v'adom. Rashi over here brings the drasha. Rabbi Yeshua holds from here, we say, im ein basar ein dam. You can only be zerik the dam if there's some basar left from the carbon. If there's no basar at all, you cannot be zerik the dam. That pasuk is said by a zevach, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, according to Reish Lakish, you cannot learn from a zevach to a mincha. So where does Rabbi Yeshua get this din that if it's nitmu shirea or nisrifu shirea, the din is that it's posel? A karka must be from a new drasha. Which drasha must be this pasuk? Hey, makayim min mincha, we dashin ad isa l'kula mincha. And once it's from this pasuk, then already it would make no difference if some of the shirayim is missing or all of the shirayim is missing. If the drasha is ad isa l'kula mincha, then a karka, even if only mixas of the shirayim are missing, also the din would be, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you cannot be makter the kaimitz. This is how the Shita Mekubetzes explains the Shita of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, however, the Shita Mekubetzes explains, he holds b'daser Rabbi Yeshua that the Shita by Zevach and the Shita by Mincha are really the same din. The Shita Mekubetzes explains over there what exactly is the Machlokes for Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, b'daser Rabbi Yeshua, whether you can learn Menachas from Zvachim. Rak upon him, says Rabbi Yochanan holds b'daser Rabbi Yeshua that you can learn Mincha from a Zevach. And if there's no reason to be Mechadish, Rabbi Yeshua had a new drasha from a Pasuk. His din is based on the same din which we find by Zevach, and main basaring dam, therefore by Mincha as well, it's only if all of the Shirayim is missing that you cannot be makter the kaimitz. If there's a little bit of Shirayim left, you can be makter the kaimitz. And the Shita says that's the pashtus of the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah which says, Kamidas Yerblazer Ksheira, Kamidas Yerbishua Psula, the Lashon of Kamidas is mashma that it's the same machlekes which we find by Zevach. That's the Rabbi Yochanan learned that it's not a new drasha which Rabbi Yeshua has, it's the same din which we find by Zevach. And the Shita finishes off and he says, according to the way Reish Lakish learns b'daser b'shua, you have to say that which the Gemara's lashon is k'midas to b'shua psula, that would be mashed with the two machlokes and are dependent one on another. He explains that what it means to say is that if not for that which b'shua made the drasha of im ein basar ein dam, he would not have made this drasha either of min ha-mincha ad isa l'kula mincha. So in a certain way, they are Tali Zebezeh. Once Rabbi Yeshua had the Joshua by Zevach, of him aim balsering dam, he also made this Joshua by a mincha, ad isa l'kula mincha. And the Mashmai says the Shita B'Kubetzos over here in this last line, is that the din of Rabbi Yeshua by Zevach, aim balsering dam, that if there's no baser left b'chlal, you cannot be zerek the dam. It's the same Yisoyed as that which he dashens by a mincha, ad isa l'kula mincha. However, this does not seem to be so poshut, because what is the Yisoyed of Rabbi Yeshua, aim balsering dam? We have a Rashi in Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Omud, Dibur Maschol Kechati Zayis, who explains the Yisoyed of Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi over there says, Zrikas Hadam Ein El Lahatir Emurim Namezbeach Ubosir La'adam V'kivin Da'ovdu Shneim Zrika Loma. This is an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what is the Yisoyed of Zrika? The point of Zrika is to be matter the Emurim for Aktara Namezbeach, and to be matter the Bosir for Achilo, and since they're not here, Bechlal, there is no Bosir or Emurim, Zrika Loma. What's the point of Zrika? This Rashi is difficult to understand. The point of Zrika is to be mechaper. The Ikar Kapar of the carbon is not dependent on the Basar or the Imurim. How could Rashi say that the whole point of the Zrika is only to be matter, the Imurim and the Basar? But Agapan, the way Rashi understands B'das Rabbi Yeshua is that if there's no Basar or Imurim Bechlal, then there's no point in the Zrika. But Agapan, if this is the Sfar B'das Rabbi Yeshua, then it's very difficult to understand. What does the Shita Mekubetzos mean to say? He explained that since Rabbi Yeshua had the Drasha by a Zevach of him ain't Basarin Dam, that's what compelled him to make a similar Joshua by a mincha, of min a mincha, adisa l'kula mincha. These are two totally separate yisaydis, because the way Rashi explains the yisayd of a main basar in dam, the yisayd is if there's no basar or emurim b'chlal, then there's no point in a zrika. That cannot possibly be the same yisayd as the din of adisa l'kula mincha, because the din of a mincha is, according to Beshua, he's darshaning that if even only mixas shirayim is not here, also you cannot be makter the kaimitz. And the over there, we have some shirayim left for the kaimitz to be matter. The yisayid of a meibasar in dam doesn't apply bechlal. Akarach, it's a whole new yisayid. If it's a whole new yisayid, what does the Shita Mekubetzos mean to say that that which Rabbi Yeshua dashen a meibasar in dam, that's why he also dashen ad isa l'kula mincha? Akarach, these are two totally different yisayides. This would seem to be a strong kasha on the Shita Mekubetzos. Akarach, he must have had a different understanding in the klal of a meibasar in dam according to Rabbi Yeshua, not the way Rashi explains over here. Now, as we mentioned before, the Gemara Maskana says that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, they could be makter the kaimitz if the shirayim is chaser. Still, the din is that the shirayim themselves will be usher ba'achila. This is what Rabbi Yechanan dashens from Vaniseres Ben HaMincha, which we learn Prat LaMincha Shechasra. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that Joshua tells us that if the shirayim were chaser between the kmitza and the akhtara, although you could be makter the kaimitz, still the shirayim will be usher ba'achila. Now, Taisa over here, Dibur Maschol Oisan Shirayim, Taisa at the top of the Omer, he asks Akasha, he says, if Rabbi Yechanan is masking to make this Joshua, and then will be that even though you could be makter the kaimitz, the shirayim will all be usher ba'achila. If so, how could you be makter the kaimitz? The shita of Rabbi Yechanan b'das Rabbi Yeshua is that a mincha is the same as a zevach, just like by a zevach im ein baser ein dam. If there's no baser or imurim, you cannot be zerek the dam. And by mincha, if there's no shirayim b'chlal, you cannot be makter the kaimitz. This is the same as if there's no shirayim at all, since the shirayim was already posel without which it's chaser, and the kaimitz will not be matter it. The kaimitz is not being matter anything ba'achila. Therefore, the chayy should not be able to be makter the kaimitz. It's the same as if there's no basa or shirayim at all. This is the kasha of Taisus. On this Taisus answers, kivan di alfina mincha mizevach. This is al derech l'shita mekubetzos, which we quoted before, b'das Rabbi Yechanan. There's no special pasuk by mincha. He learns mincha mizevach. By zevach, the pasuk says, amein basa rein dam. And from there, we learn that mincha also, if there's no shirayim, you cannot be makter the kaimitz. Therefore, Taisus says, the lashon of l'shita mekubetzos over here, when he brings Taisus, is da'i lovi min adin liyis kenidoin. Mincha cannot be more chomer than a zevach, and if by a zevach, as long as there's some basar or imurim left, you could still be zerek the dam. By mincha also, if there's some shirayim left, you could be makter the kaimitz. So even though really by mincha there's reason to say that if some of the shirayim are missing, you should not be able to be makter the kaimitz, because the kaimitz are not being matter anything ba'achila, the shirayim which are left are aser ba'achila. Still, since by a zevach, if some of the basar is left, you can be zerek the dam. If by mincha also, if some of the shirayim are left, you could be makter the kaimitz. We say, Dai lovi min adin liyos kenidoin. Now, in this Taisus, I'll mention an interesting ha'ar from the Kilos Yaakov, the stipler, over here, Menachos Simen Vav, Ois Beis. He says, that which Taisus is asking, that since the Shirayim are possible ba'achilo, it should be considered as if the Shirayim are not here b'chlal, how could we makter the kaimitz if it's not being matter any of the Shirayim? Taisus means to say that we find a similar concept by a Zevach, that is, that even if there's Basar which is here, but if it's possible, that's considered as if it's not here, and you cannot be Zerik the Dam. In other words, if all of the basar was possible, for example, if it's nifsal with a psal of yaitze, then it's according to Beshua that you cannot be zerik the dam, just as if the basar and the imurim were not here bechlal. The pshat is because it has to be that the zrika is being matter something, and the basar, which is already posel, is not getting the heter of the zrika. And the disciple asks, l'chay, we could be mechalik between that which we find by basar posel, that it's considered as if it's not here,
and you cannot be zerik the dam.
When the basar has a psal on it, if it's yatsa or tamei, this psal which it has makes it that it cannot get a heter achila, that's the same as if it was not here bechlal. Hashenkin over here, the shirayim, doesn't have any psal on it, it's not as if something happened to it which makes it not roi la'achila, as you see that if it would have been chaser after the Akhtar HaSakimitz, it would have been kosher ba'achila. Akarach l'pshat is, the stipler says, the drasha v'aniseres min amincha, that it has to be kula mincha, that tells us that there's a din, that in order for the Akhtar HaSakimitz to be matur the shirayim, it has to be that all of the shirayim is here, all of it gets the heter. If it's not all here, then nothing gets the heter. That's not the same as basar which became pasul. Basar which had a psulcha on it, that's as if it's not here at all. That's where there's a din of main basar ain't dam. You cannot be zerik the dam if there's no basar over here. Basar which had a psulcha is not here bechal. Hashenkin, the shirayim of mincha which does not have a psul on it, it's just the Torah was mechadish to us that it cannot get a heter achila if it's not all here b'shasak Torah sakremetz. This thing would not make it as if the shirayim is totally gone. You would not have the din of a main basar ain't dam over here legabe this shirayim. As long as the shirayim is here and there's no psul which was chal on it, that's enough to say that you'd be able to be makter the kremetz because this mincha still does have shirayim over here. This is the ha'ar of the stipler on Tosfos. Now just end off with one final ha'ar over here, a ha'ar which is discussed in the Achronim, an interesting shayla, and that is, Mashmais of the Gemara is, Shirayim Shechoser ben Kmitza la'aktara, according to Rabbi Yechanan, and this is how we paskin, you could still be makter the kremetz. We don't find any differentiation between a case where the Shirayim was Choser before the Matan Kli, and if it was Choser after the Matan Kli. Mashmais says, any time that it was Choser after the Kmitza, even if it was before the Matan Kli, still the din will be according to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be makter the kaimitz. And the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, he asks on this, that the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis tells us a chiddush, Hatzayim Oizun Apar Kodem Kabbalah Apostle. If the animal becomes the Balmum, after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah Saddam, we dash him from a Apostle that the din is that the carbon is Apostle. The Pashas, we would have assumed that only up until Shechita, if it's a Balmum, the behemoth is Apostle for a carbon. If after Shechita becomes a Balmum, that's already insignificant. We learn from a pasuk that if it was before Kabbalah that something was done to the animal to make it balmum, there also the din is that the carbon becomes pasul. And if so, the Taras HaKadosh asks, in Agma we see, Gemara before says, Chisarin ke balmum domi, where mincha is chasher that's similar to an animal which became a balmum, and if so, the same way if an animal which became a balmum after the shechita, before the Kabbalah, the din is that it's pasul, so too if the mincha became chasher after the kmitza, before the matan kli, Matan Kli by Mincha is the same as Kabbalah Saddam by Yezevach. Here also we should say that if the Mincha was Chaser before the Matan Kli, it should be Pasul. And he makes the Kasha even stronger based on the Taisus which we saw at the top of the Omud. Taisus says the reason why, if the Mincha is Chaser but some of the Shirayim are left, you could be Makter the Kaimitz, even though the Shirayim which are left are not going to be Roi La'achila. Taisus says the reason why you could be Makter the Kaimitz, as we explained, Dai Lovim Min Adin Liyas Kenidoin, since by Yezevach Ladin is, if some of the Basar is left, you could be Zerik the Dam. By Mincha also, if some of the Shirayim are left, also you could be Makter the Kaimitz, even though the Shirayim which are left are really not Roi La'achila. And Taras HaKadosh says, if that's the whole Taina of Tosfos, then in the case where the Shirayim were Chaser before the Matan Kli, then the din should be that you cannot be Makter the Kaimitz, because in the parallel case by a Zevach, if the carbon became a Balmum before the Kabbalah Saddam, the din is that the carbon becomes Pasul, so over here you don't have the Svar of Tosfos, that Dai Lovim Min Adin Liyah is Kenidain. Because of these kashas, the Taras HaKadosh wants to be Mechadish, the Inichanami, the Sugi is talking about Dafka in a case the Shirayim was Chaser after the Matan Kli, and he says the truth is that this is very meduik in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Chayr of the Gemara should have simply said Shirayim Shechosu Achar Kmitza. What is the Pshat in the Lashon Ben Kmitza LaHaktara? He says that Lashon of Ben Kmitza LaHaktara is Mashma that we're talking about after the Matan Kremitz B'Kli. The only thing that was not done was the Haktara. That's where there's a Machikas Beichin and Reish Lakish. But if it would have been Chaser before the Matan Kli, then everyone would be masking that the carbon is possible. This is a great chiddush of the Taras HaKadosh, and we can take a look in the stipler in the Kiyosaka of Simin Vov. He discusses this nidain.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.